rotors hose it down. It's too early to say what caused the plane to flip, but weather may have been a factor.
Reporter Mike Heffin says it was snowing and it was windy at the time the plane arrived from Minneapolis yesterday afternoon. Hamas now saying it will release six more of the Israeli hostages it's holding, says they'll be released on Saturday. Bitter cold has taken hold of the nation's midsection as a polar vortex grips the Rockies and the northern plains, comes on the heels of weekend storms that pummeled the eastern U.S. Watching Wall Street this morning, stocks have been mixed. The Dow down 154 points, and NASDAQ is up 6 points. Townhall.com.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. I've been thinking, why does it feel like losing weight is harder than ever before? Mixed messages, fad diets, and quick fix solutions. Many people are left stuck and exhausted, trying to fight a battle they can't seem to win. If you feel this way, you're not alone. I used to feel that way too. But let me tell you, it's not your fault. Your body is actually actively working against you. I know this from personal experience. And delaying action only makes it harder. I took a step 2 years ago and called PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, and I lost 40 pounds. I feel great, and I've kept it all off. If you are ready to make a change for your life, call 864-502-1777. That is 864-502-1777. To schedule your weight loss consultation, the first 11 callers who mention healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Call 864-505-1777 and mention the word healthy. Visit them at myphdweightloss.com. That is my PhD weight loss.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Odette Ramos says she and other Baltimore City Council members have heard the public's concerns regarding the BGE rate hike, and there will be a public hearing on the matter this week. On Thursday at 4:30, the Council's Legislative Investigations Committee will host the hearing, and in addition to asking BGE and the Office of People's Counsel about the increase, they want to hear from residents. And Baltimore City held its first ever Black History Parade on Monday. The theme of the parade was a walk in legacy, and it featured community groups, schools, and local marching bands. Mayor Brandon Scott encouraged attendees to wear a hoodie or sweatshirt featuring their favorite Black history figure. The mayor says those taking part in the parade marched in honor of the DEI leaders, past and present, who have fought to make justice, equity, and inclusion a reality. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
The Maryland Home and Garden and Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds, Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. See Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HGTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So ultimately, the question is, what's it going to take to get to the World Series? The last one the Birds were in, of course, was 42 years ago. Team owner David Rubenstein was asked if spending more now is the way to get there.
Baseball has shown over the years that generally spending now doesn't necessarily produce championships. So championships are won by team spirit, by having real good camaraderie, and by having good players, and so it's a combination of things.
He then finished with this.
Spending more money was a guarantee of winning a World Series, and we'd be happy to spend more money. It's no guarantee. You want to have a team that works together well, and it's a team not just for 1 year, but it's a team that's going to get along for quite some time.
College basketball, Terps move up 5 notches in the AP poll from 25 to 20, and freshman center Derek Queen earns his fifth Big Ten Rookie of the Week award. Coming up in 30 minutes, another Raven in the news. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
At 10:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Lots of cold weather, not a lot of snow. We're dry today, 34. Tomorrow, a slight chance of a snowflake in the afternoon, 30 the high. Thursday's cloudy, a few snow showers, 32 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 27 in Dundalk, 23 in Owings Mills, and 23 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Look, it's only Tuesday, and we have a ton to talk about. I have a feeling this is going to be a crazy week, but we were just talking about Governor Westmore and his town hall that he had last night with Armstrong Williams. If you want to check it out, it's on Armstrong Williams' YouTube channel, and then it's also at Fox 45's website if you want to just check it out. It's slated for an hour and a half, but it's about an hour long when you take out, you know, the commercial breaks there, which you can fast forward through. But I suggest and I encourage you to listen to all of it because there were a lot of nuggets there. And I thought the biggest one was the fact with the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project. He's basically saying it's out of his hands. And as I mentioned earlier, his name is Bennett. And he's not in it. And so he's going to allow the commission to do whatever they want. And that is including making the decision on eminent domain. Now, there are many of you in Frederick, Boulder County, and Carroll County that listened to the show, and I met some of you in Carroll County during the election cycle that were extremely upset about this, and rightfully so. And, you know, to me, in my view, I felt as though that he was trying to hold out on answering the question until after November 5th. And I always assumed that because, of course, he had many Democrats running for office, right, whether it's Senator Angela Alsobrooks, whether it's Congressman Johnny O and all those others. And so I don't think he really wanted to talk about it because then he would reveal his hand, which is he's just fine with, you know, these extension cords going through the state of Maryland to help out Virginia. That is something that is on his list, right? He wants to make everything electric, and he does support the data centers. So, again, if you want to go ahead and check it out, right now I'm extremely excited to be joined by my friend, Glenn Gilhar, here in studio. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, Kim. Thanks again for having me.
Absolutely. Glenn, real quick, in case this is the first time some are hearing you, if you could give a little bit of a background and then exactly where you're running here in 2026.
Thank you. I'm Glenn Gilhar. Again, I was born and raised in the Parkville area. It's my home. So, you know, kind of on a mission to help save my community. Ran in 2022, came up a little bit short.
Yep.
I mean, we're energized than ever now. Looking at 2026, I think it's going to be a very good year for Republicans. District 8 is where I'm running, and this includes Cromwell Valley Elementary, like Providence Road area, Lock Raven, Hillendale, Parkville, Kearney, Perry Hall, Overly Fullerton, Nottingham, White Marsh, Rosedale, and Middle River. Yeah. So if you live in that area, you know, again, I think this is an area that has a whole lot of Trump Democrats,
yeah,
and Kim Klasick Democrats, I might add.
Yeah.
You did very well there against Johnny Ushesky.
Yeah, no, Glenn, I look, and I talk about this all the time when it comes to you. You know, you're constantly knocking doors. You're constantly engaging with voters. You have not quit, and you have not given up, and I have nothing but respect for you.
Thank
and, of
you,
course,
Kim.
You helped us with my campaign, as you are here in studio with my campaign hat on there.
Yes.
Which I love.
Yeah. You know what, Johnny Ushesky, he seems to be a real fan. I love his new logo. You
know? You saw that.
Yes, I did. I think it was a rematch, Kim. That's what I think.
That's what it looks like.
Yes,
yeah.
It does.
I can't believe he stole my logo. You know what? I'm so upset about it. I got a couple of phone calls. They were like, Kim, just let it go. It's hard, though. It is hard. He stole the whole thing.
Exactly. Now he's got a voting record, so I think I think he's ripe for the pickings as far as 2026 goes.
Yeah, he's vulnerable. We got to get somebody. We got to get somebody to run there.
Yeah. So on the state of the race, you know, there's a lot of musical chairs and all going on in District 8.
Yeah.
First off, I did want to mention that this coming Tuesday, which is February 25th, that's when the official candidate filing opens. So if any of your listeners out there say, you know, hey, I don't like the way things are going in Annapolis, I want to be a candidate, it opens up on Tuesday. Okay. For state and local offices. And then it runs all the way through February 24th of 2026. So we've had musical chairs. Kathy Clausmeyer is our new county executive. Uh-huh. And Delegate Carl Jackson is now State Senator Carl Jackson. He was appointed. He was endorsed. They did an interview process, the Maryland Democrats who appointed him. So he was endorsed by Johnny Ushesky and also a number of labor unions and FOP Lodge 4.
Yeah.
So, you know, because he talks about, or he likes to talk about his great relationship with the police, but yeah, I like to look at his voting record. So if he does come on your show, I hope that you get a chance and opportunity to discuss his record. Start with HB 670, the Maryland Police Accountability Act of 2021. He voted for the bill and even also voted to override Larry Hogan's veto. This took away all the protections, many of the protections that the police officers had, when they're engaging suspects and bravely in the line of duty. He also voted for, and he was a sponsor of HB 1071, Criminal Law and Procedures, Cannabis, Fines for Smoking in Public, Stops, and Searches, 2023. All three of my, quote, representatives voted for this. So what this says is, police officer sees somebody smoking marijuana behind the wheel of a car.
Yeah.
And he sees smoking it, police can't do a thing for him. They just, you know, right. But if they smell marijuana, they can't stop them, can't ask questions. And if they search the car, they can't use any of the evidence from the search. Business regulations. He touts this catalytic converter record keeping. So rather than going against criminals or trying to support the police to catch the criminals and put them in jail for stealing catalytic converters, he instead wants to give a clipboard to the recycler. So he said that's going to end the crime. And then, of course, he's a big fan of the rec centers. He touts this new one in Middle River and also one in Rosedale, you know, has basketball and video games.
Yeah.
So I got to ask you a question. The Middle River has that open-air drug market. You know, is that going away since that rec center opened?
No, they were out there yesterday.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
It's right across the street from middle school, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, these rec centers, $12.4 million per rec center. We could have hired a whole lot of police with those rec centers, so... Anyway, I'd love to hear what he has to say about them.
Well, hopefully he does come on the show, and hopefully I am able to ask him about some of these things. And, you know, I still don't understand why we have so many Democrats in Annapolis that are so pro-criminal,
yep.
Considering that there are so many of their constituents that are, like, screaming for help.
Yeah, and he's twice endorsed by the FOP Lodge 4.
Yeah, that's an interesting one, too.
Yep.
You know what? Maybe I can reach out to the FOP.
Sure. I'd love to hear them talk about it.
Yeah.
And so also he was challenged for the state Senate seat by Delegate Harry Bonderi. And, you know, Harry Bonderi and Carl Jackson were both sponsors of the Climate Solutions Act of 2022. This was that legislation that said that we can't have to move away from electricity produced by gas and coal, you know, natural gas and coal, and have, you know, basically bet on wind and solar. You know, my brother's got solar panels on his house. When it snowed the other day, you know how much electricity he made? Zero.
Oh.
You know, because they were covered with snow.
Right.
So, and you're going to power a whole city on this? These guys are living in, you know, Fantasy Island. Also, Harry Bonderi, voted for this HB 0023, personal information, state and local agencies, restrictions on access for the Maryland Driver Privacy Act 2021. Carl voted for that, too. So what this bill did is just that the federal authorities, and they have a detainer and they're looking for somebody,
yeah.
It's denying them access to the driver's license's database in Maryland. So, again, that's, in my opinion, it's
pro-criminal
alien.
Yeah.
And Harry Bonderi, he even went a step further. Now, let me preface this by saying I grew up in Parkville. It's a very much immigrant community.
Yeah.
And we are, I think you would agree too, you are very pro-legal immigrant.
Yeah.
They work hard. They have businesses.
Yeah, many of your friends are. Yes.
Exactly. So they're fantastic. They're doing everything right. They got the permanent residency. They want to be citizens, and they absolutely love America. They appreciate America more than our kids do who are born here. But Harry, during his interview, when he talked about President Trump's mass deportation efforts of criminal aliens, because, you know, you and I know that's what Trump is focusing on.
Yeah.
He said that he wants to ensure Maryland remains a safe haven, strengthen sanctuary laws, expand funding for legal aid. So he wants to give, these criminal aliens free lawyer on your dime, Kim.
Oh, wow.
Yes. He said he wants to follow Anthony Brown's lead, preventing state and local law enforcement from collaborating with federal authorities. He says without proper judicial and oversight. So the way I take that is, and this is very personal to me, Kayla Hamilton, she's a girl who had autism, young lady in Harford County.
Yeah.
And she was killed by an MS-13 17-year-old gang member.
Right.
He was in the country illegally. So he got 77 years prison time. And so when he's, he knew he's going to get out early, I'm sure. He was 17 at the time of the incident. So when he becomes eligible, I do not want him put out on the street in District 8 or anywhere in Baltimore or Harford County. I think that, because right here it says he doesn't want, the corrections calling the feds and saying, hey, look, Kayla's killer's ready to go out on the street. I shouldn't have to go out there and get him. They should tip him off and say, come get him.
Yeah. Yeah. So Harry Banderi. Okay. So this is interesting because you're right. A large portion of his own community
Yes.
is made up of legal immigrants.
And he himself is a legal immigrant. And see, when you have a legal immigrant, number one, it gives the community, it hurts, negatively
right.
impacts
oh, yeah.
the legal immigrants.
Right.
But aside from that, they do not want these criminals prowling about their neighborhood, committing crimes against them,
Yeah, yeah. So and many of them are business owners, entrepreneurs. They've got lots of stores and I believe even in Harry's community, I want to say some of the gas stations and
yes.
all those. Why would he allow the criminal illegal aliens to stay?
I have no idea. You'd have to ask Harry that one. And, I go back to this. We mentioned the restaurants, and a lot of them have gas stoves. He's got this Climate Solutions Act where he wants to get rid of the gas stoves. He wants to put them out of business. All these EV cars. And, so if you own a repair garage fixing gas-powered cars, he's going to put you under.
So Harry Banderi needs to go.
He needs to go.
Yeah.
You are the weakest link, Harry. Goodbye.
Yeah, he is. He's the weakest link. That's wild to me.
Yeah, and then Delegate Nick Allen, he had he's also weighing in the new race because now that Carl's been elevated, we've got a vacancy now in the House in District
right,
8.
Right.
And once again, the Maryland Democrat Baltimore County Central Committee will appoint Carl's successor. So Nick Allen and Harry Banderi have both endorsed Caitlin Klim Kellner. So she's
okay.
one of the candidates.
Now, real quick, where is Caitlin from? What's her background in politics?
Well, thank you for asking. So Caitlin Klim Kellner, she lives in the Fullerton area. So she's
okay.
in District 8. She's a lifelong resident, former president of one of the community associations.
Okay.
She's not a newcomer to politics. She ran for the Baltimore County Council in 2022.
Okay.
And according to an article on WYPR in 2022, Caitlin Klim Kellner, she says she's 32 and is married. And I'm reading this right from the interview.
Okay.
She's a freelance graphic designer and a photographer. And she said she also works, at least at that time, in the family business, Crystals, Candles, and Cauldrons in Hampton, which sells...
What is that?
Says it sells spiritual supplies. But if you go to the company's website, which is wiccancrystal.com, it says here that she is one of the founders of the store.
So what, she's like a voodoo person?
No.
What is that?
You have to go to the website and check it
All
out.
All right, I'm gonna check that out. And you know what, real quick, because I know she's going up against Kim Ross. We get back from this break, Glenn.
Okay.
We'll get into Kim Ross, and then we'll try to
Please.
Compare the two of those. Just making sure, can everybody hear me okay? Real quick, imagine losing the ability to hear someone say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. Or how about just hearing the birds chirp, your favorite song, conversation with old friends, or Kim Klasick Live? Losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and even socially. Now, this kind of suffering sounds familiar, and I hope it doesn't. But if it does, you can call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been for over 44 years. Now, they do have offices throughout the Baltimore metro area. All you have to do is call 410-944-3100, or you can go online at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100.
Hi, I'm Kevin Mawai, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Over the years, my feet, knees, and back were in pain. That's why I turned to Good Feet Arch Supports, relieving pain and keeping me active. Try them for yourself with a free fitting and test walk. Visit goodfeet.com.
Hi, this is Leanne Womack. I fell in love with country music as a child listening to my dad spin records at a radio station. I always dreamed of hearing my own songs on the radio. I set a goal and achieved it. You can do anything if you set your mind to it. Never let anyone tell you it's impossible. So if you have the chance to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance.
This message brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
The Rob Carson Show.
They care about the government jobs for a couple of reasons. All of those government workers are unionized and they vote slavishly Democrat, like 98% of the time Democrat. So they want that. And then also there is the largesse of the government and making people rich. There's a lot of people who are very, very rich in the federal government, even though they make government salaries. And we're understanding the reason why this is all happening.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Good morning to you. Happy Tuesday. We're in studio live with Glenn Gilhar. He is running in District 8. And, of course, in 2026, there are going to be a lot of people with all eyes on Maryland because I do believe that we're going to shake some things up. Glenn, before we get back into that race there, or, you know, in the delegate seat, real quick, I wanted to ask you because you were telling me earlier about what it would take to flip the Senate and, you know, also flip the House come 2026.
Yeah, so people often say to me, well, Maryland is so blue, you know, we could never have the majority. And, you know, so I went ahead and looked at the numbers. Currently in the Maryland State Senate, there's 47 seats, and we have 13. So there's 13 Republican state senators. Johnny Ray Sailing, for example, is one of the state senators. J.B. Jennings, just to name two. Justin Reading's been on your show many times. So we need to pick up 11. So 11 and 13 is 24. 24 out of 47, you'd have the majority.
Okay.
Now, every one of these 47 districts has got three House seats.
Okay.
So if you sweep those 11, multiply it times three, you need 33 House seats. We could actually take the gavel out of the hands of Adrian Jones. How sweet would that be?
That would be great. Well, see, I want you to get in. I want, I don't know who else is running to come up this cycle, but there are a lot of whispers about some people trying again that actually did very well the last time they ran. So I hope that's the case. Real quick, I did look up this wiccancrystal.com because I didn't want to just say that it was voodoo if it's not voodoo, right? So
right,
I'm looking at it right now, and I don't actually understand this. They have crystals, candles, and cauldrons and some kind of stones. Glenn, what is this?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
But it does say that they offer tarot readings, angel card readings, astrology. Now, apparently.
Oh, okay. So the tarot cards, and do they do like the fortune telling, I guess?
Again, I haven't been to the stores in Hampton.
Okay.
But now, Caitlin says today that, you know, because that was in 2022, she said she worked for the store. But again, the About You says she was one of the founders. But today she's an aide for Delegate Michelle Guyton. So she works for Delegate Michelle Guyton in Annapolis.
Okay.
And then she's also endorsed by Nick Allen and Harry Bonderi. And I don't know that the Harry Bonderi endorsement really helps her because remember Harry, he challenged Carl Jackson.
He also challenged Johnny O.
He ran against Johnny Olszewski.
Yeah.
He endorsed David Trone against also Brooks. So, you know, I would think that that a Harry Bondi endorsement for a, you know, in front of the Democrat Central Committee would really hurt Caitlin.
Well, I think this is interesting, actually, Glenn, because, you know, this is a party that tells us they want more diversity.
Yeah.
Harry Bondi in office, you know, in some of these other seats, that would bring more diversity. I'm just wondering why they don't seem to uphold rule when it comes to some of these seats.
Well, Caitlin has a challenger. And by the way, the according to the Democrat Central Committee site, they're still taking applications till Friday. So still somebody else could hop in here.
Okay.
But another candidate who's already announced, who's very impressive, is Kim Ross. So Kim Ross was elected to the Democrat Central Committee. So she's won a race. By the way, Caitlin finished a distant third place in her county council race between Mike Ertel and Shafiq Kitten, who's also very impressive, by the way.
Okay.
So Kim Ross, she was elected. She's on the Board of Trustees, this is according to her Facebook page.
Okay.
The Board of Trustees at the Community Colleges of Baltimore County. She was named one of Maryland's top 100 women by the Daily Record.
Okay.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
And then she's also endorsed by Delegate Karen Tolles, District 25 in Prince George's County. So I think that we won't know till they vote.
Obviously,
because this one here is I think it's actually a real race in front of the Central Committee. But I have to say, between these two candidates, Kim Ross has definitely got the edge.
Okay. All right. And it sounds like if you say that she's pretty impressive, then she's not too progressive then.
Well, they're all progressive. They're all for this, climate change.
So they are part of that.
Exactly.
Did it say where she stood or either one of these women stood on immigration?
Kim Ross did not weigh into immigration, neither did Caitlin Kellner. But, of course, they're welcome to call in, right?
And
give you their position. So.
Wow. So that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
You see, and I know that you and I have talked about this before, and I know some people have called into the show or even texted, and people were saying, why, if it was going to shake things up like this, and I think you mentioned it before, why did they put Kathy Klausmeier as a county executive when Jim Brochin, who almost beat Johnny O, was in that race? In my view, it made more sense to put Jim Brochin in the county executive seat, allow Kathy Klausmeier to stay in her seat, and then, when election cycle came back around, if they wanted to move to different races then, allow them to race, in the proper process.
Well, the Democrats, they're very smart. They're very strategic. And Kathy Klausmeier, I think speculation was that she was going to retire at the end of this term, which would have it be a true open seat.
Okay.
Carl Jackson, he was appointed in place of Eric Bromwell. And then he was able to win that seat. So I think the logic is that they wanted, and again, speculation, but the parties, powers that be, wanted to elevate Carl Jackson so that he's running for re-election.
Right.
So he's twice appointed. Now we need a strong Republican candidate to make him disappointed.
Yeah. Yes. That was good there, Glenn. That was funny. It's interesting because I know you were telling me about some of the bills that he sponsored or, voted for. And because if you look at, because of course I've been looking at this because obviously I want to have him on the show. But I will say that at least he's not as, quote unquote, progressive as some of the others. Because I have noticed that some of them take this to an extreme.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and we'll get into that when we get back here. Because there are some bills in Annapolis, a lot of people are talking about, even House Bill 161 and others.
Yep.
And I know that you've got all that down. So coming up next, we'll continue this conversation with Glenn Gilhar. Also, if you want to call in and ask questions, you can. 410-WCBM-680. That's 410-922-6680.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Today's high-level talks between Russian and U.S. officials in Saudi Arabia wrapped up a short time ago. Talks focusing on ending the war in Ukraine and improving U.S.-Russia relations. As of now, no date set for a meeting of Presidents Trump and Putin. The latest in a recent string of aviation accidents happened in Toronto. An inbound Delta flight flipped over while landing yesterday afternoon at Pearson Airport, and 18 of the 80 people on board were injured. Bitter cold over the nation's midsection, a polar vortex gripping the Rockies and the northern plains. The dangerous cold expected to drift south into Texas. Governor Greg Abbott urging people to be careful out there. Stocks in the red on Wall Street now. The Dow is down 87 points. The Nasdaq off 45. The S&P trading 3 points in the red. More details, srnnews.com.
It's time to celebrate American Heart Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. For nearly 40 years, Rescue Omega-3s have provided people with the essentials to fortify heart health, reduce inflammation, and support healthy cholesterol levels. That's why it's the best time to dive into Rescue's February special. Right now, Rescue's most popular products, their premium omega-3 fish oils, are buy one, get one free exclusively for WCBM listeners. Just use the listener code OMEGA50 when placing your order. Call today 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. And speak with a knowledgeable product consultant. Or use the code OMEGA50, that's OMEGA50, online when you visit rescue.com. That's RES-Q.com. Don't forget the code OMEGA50 when buying one bottle of Rescue Omega-3s to receive a second bottle absolutely free. Use the code OMEGA50, fortify your heart, and support a healthier well-being with a Rescue Omega-3.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Partly cloudy skies with a high temperature of 77 degrees greet the Orioles today. Full squad workouts begin. General Mike Elias is on hand, as is Orioles team owner David Rubenstein, making his first spring training appearance and addressing how hands-on he was slash is in Oriole baseball decision making.
I was learning the Orioles, so I can't say I was as hands-on as somebody who'd been doing it for 10 years, but I tried to not do anything damaging to the team.
Meanwhile, another Raven in the news for off-the-field behavior. Offensive lineman Ben Cleveland was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence last week, according to the Baltimore Sun. Cleveland was stopped last Wednesday in Milledgeville, Georgia. Blood alcohol level was 0.178, more than double the legal limit of 0.08. Cleveland will be a free agent in March. And finally, get ready for round two Thursday night in Boston. Talking about Four Nations hockey, it'll be the USA versus Canada again. Canada gets there courtesy of their 5-3 win yesterday over Finland. Center Nathan MacKinnon's reaction on playing the U.S.
Yeah, the last thing we wanted to do was go home. Whoever we're playing in the finals, obviously it's going to be the Americans. We'd love to play them again. You know, we feel like we could beat those guys.
U.S. beaten by Sweden last night 2-1. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Orioles owner on getting a series ring. And that is Stein on Sports.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
The cold weather may limit how much time you're outside the next couple of days, but toward the end of the week, we do slowly start to warm up a little bit. At least we're dry today, partly cloudy, breezy at times, 34 this afternoon. Tonight, upper teens to low 20s. Tomorrow, there's a slight chance of some snow late in the day, 30 the high tomorrow, and a few snow showers Thursday, 32 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle, founder of Blindster.com. I started Blindster in 2010 to make quality, custom-made blinds affordable to everyone. Traditional window covering retailers are expensive. Our prices are low, and our blinds are guaranteed to fit. Blindster.com.
The Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds, Cow Palace, and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with more than 400 trusted local experts. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
If better health, more energy, and detoxifying your body are some of your priorities this year, get Active Liver today. You can find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS or online at Amazon or newnordicusa.com.
The Great One, Mark Levin, is on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And his man in the Senate, Paul Laxalt, one of his closest confidants and friends. Laxalt had been governor of Nevada when he was governor of California. Laxalt backed him in 76 and led his effort to defeat Gerald Ford and Reagan campaigned against the giveaway of the Panama Canal.
Mark Levin, weeknights 7 to 10 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
All right, good morning, good morning, good morning. If you're just joining us, we have an in-studio guest. His name is Glenn Gilhar.
And
Glenn is running for District 8's delegate seat in 2026. But as I mentioned time and time again, Glenn doesn't take any days off. He's out here knocking doors, engaging with voters. He helped assist on my campaign as well, was there for every phone banking and door knocking and sign waving. And you are not afraid to put in the work.
No.
And so we appreciate that, Glenn, because that's what it's going to take to win one of these seats.
And I appreciate you, Kim.
Yeah. So, and also, if you wanted to weigh in or ask Glenn any questions, you can. It's 410-WCBM-680. That's 410-922-6680. And as you could probably hear, Glenn knows all of the bills. He knows all the legislation in Annapolis. And I don't know how you keep track of this, because you also work. I don't know how you, and then you have kids. I don't know how you do this, Glenn. For me, I feel like I don't have enough hours in the day, but for somehow you get it all done. Like I said, I really do appreciate that. We were talking about those that are coming up for this. I guess it's Carl Jackson, now that he's the senator.
Right.
His delegate position's now vacant.
Correct.
And so it has to be filled. And right now you have Caitlin, what's her last name?
Clem Kellner.
Clem Kellner.
Clem, K-L-I-M-M hyphen
okay,
Kellner.
Okay, Kellner. And then Kim Ross.
Ross.
Right now. But you said people still have time to throw their hat in the ring.
Correct, till Friday.
Until Friday. So we might see other people there. And then I was asking, because you were telling me about this place in which I guess she found it, used to work.
Right.
Crystals, candles, and cauldrons.
Cauldrons. They have cauldrons. Not only candles, but cauldrons.
Yeah,
too.
And I see that on their Facebook page. The stones are pretty. But I made a mistake here, and I said, I don't know, is this voodoo? I guess, because I don't know. But I do have a texter here. Joanne says, Kim, this is called witchcraft.
Wow.
So I did not realize that that's what that is. So it's witchcraft then, I guess.
I don't know. I do know this about District 8. We've got five Catholic churches in the district. And
okay.
Caitlin Clem Kellner, when she ran in 2022 for the county council seat, she finished a distant third place behind Mike Ertel and Shiffy Kitten. So, you know, did her association with that store, you know, hurt her on the vote total? I don't know.
Yeah, I would think that it would raise some eyebrows for sure.
Yeah.
Even on the very tolerant and liberal left, I would think some people would think, you know, what is that exactly?
But she seems to be distancing herself from the store this time, you know, but because she hasn't really brought it up, but it is public information. Again, she discussed it with WYPR in 2022.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? We're going to go and get this phone call here, Glenn, and then we'll go into some more of these bills here in Annapolis, but I want to keep them waiting. Dan in Kent Island. Dan, did you have a question for Glenn?
Yeah, hey, Kim and Glenn, how you doing this morning?
Good. Good morning.
Just want to offer you guys a little roadmap of success, maybe to Maryland. Obviously, it's a Democratic stronghold here, and it seems like we don't necessarily always get our voices up to where everybody's hearing them. So my thoughts were, you know, grassroots is grassroots, and I think that's where it all starts, especially at a state level, city level, town level. I really think, you know, Glenn, if you're interested in do this, maybe grab a table and go sit in front of a grocery store with a pen and a piece of paper and start talking to people and jotting down grievances or things that are going right versus things that are going wrong. Start accumulating some data. But realistically, you're talking to people that are not necessarily going to hear you otherwise. You know, people that maybe don't listen to the news, people that just go out there and kind of deal with the day-to-day and try to avoid all that, you know.
Yeah.
With noise out there, for better or for worse.
Yeah.
And I think if you started there and just kind of roll the momentum, maybe, you know, start off in your area and branch outward, it's got to be you doing it. You shaking hands, you talking to people. I think it'd do two things. I think it'd be inspiring to see somebody out there doing it, number one. And then secondary to that, you get a lot of real-time feedback that might help you in your race moving forward.
Yeah. Well, Dan, thank you so much. I appreciate you sharing. And Glenn, that's exactly what you do
exactly.
On a daily basis. So, Dan, you're absolutely correct. It does work. You know, real quick, though, and to Dan's point, where can people follow you on social media so they can see all the things that you've been doing?
Well, I'm on Facebook.
Okay.
Friends of Glenn Gilhar is my political page, or they can just put in my name, Glenn Gilhar. And then I have a website, friendsofglenngilhar.org. And I have an event coming up, too, April 26th. Going to have a breakfast. Got a special guest, Kim Klasick, who's going to be there.
Yep.
Breakfast at the Bowman. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. No, I'll definitely be there. Glenn, I guess, you know, why don't we talk a little bit more about some of these bills?
Because yes.
You know what? And I know you've got a whole list here, but real quick, what is all this conversation about the bottles? Are we recycling? Are we recycling but also paying money to recycle? What's going on with that one?
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up, Kim. I didn't bring the bottle bill with me, but I am familiar with it. And for your listeners, there's about 1,500 House bills right now.
1,500?
Yes, and about 1,000 on the Senate side. So right now we're looking at about 2,500 bills in Annapolis. About 800 of them will get passed out of both houses. And then the governor, if he signs it or doesn't sign it, they become law. If he vetoes it, then the legislature can veto it. So, again, I would direct your listeners to mgaleg.maryland.gov. Set up your MGA account, follow some of these bills in person. But you brought this one up on your show the other day, which was the sugary drink tax.
Oh, right.
Yes, and what they're doing with that one is they're going to put this charge on the distributor. So you don't see it at the point of sale.
Okay.
So it's kind of one of them hidden taxes. So anyway, that's where that lies. It's 2 cents an ounce. So a 64-ounce bottle is going to add like $1.20 to it. But the thing is with the budget, the state budget, which again, they're cutting $200 million from disabilities, the governor is, or at least he's trying to, is that the state of Maryland doesn't have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem.
Yeah.
So it comes back to Kerwin, which I'd like to see the Kerwin bill actually repealed because of its mandated spending. $3.8 billion with a B every year for 10 years. So we're going to have this tax increase or whatever coming over the next 10 years. Every year, they're going to be $3.8 billion short.
And I just want people to really let that sink in because that's on top of what we're already spending.
Correct. So they're
for education.
They're clamoring right now. Correct. And now they're going to be the next, unless they repeal this, it's going to keep going, Kim.
I just feel, and this is what I put in my notes after watching Westmore's town hall yesterday with Armstrong Williams, I don't think we have a choice. They're going to have to repeal it. We can't afford it at all. And they're still talking, as you mentioned, about the climate change initiatives.
Yep.
They're still, you know what? They haven't kicked the red line off the table yet either.
No.
And I was surprised, honestly, that Armstrong did not ask him about that last night.
Yes, and they have money in the budget right now to study the red line. Which
is so I hate when they say that.
How
we're
going to
study the red line.
Yes.
We're going to study reparations. What that means, ladies and gentlemen, and I know you probably already know this, they're going to put a bunch of money into this, and they're going to pay people off to tell us, you know, oh, yes, we studied it, and here is the results of the study, and it just so happens to match the agenda and the narrative that I have. It's like,
exactly.
It's like, what are we doing here? I hate that whole study situation. But, you know, when it comes to the budget, there are a lot of people saying, Glenn, or speculating, that we're not really getting the full story. Some people are questioning whether or not we're not facing an even larger debt in which they're leading us on currently. I'm wondering the same thing.
Yeah, and where does it stop, Kim? You know, we're going to end up having like a 17% sales tax or something like that, you know, at the end of this 10 years. I mean, they increase education spending by $40 billion in 20 years, and now they're going to do another $40 billion in 10 years. And no. It's welcome to Fantasy Island, you know?
yeah, but we also know that putting more money into this doesn't mean good results. If that was the case, Baltimore City students would be, you know, straight A students, top notch. Everybody would be running to Baltimore to, you know, make sure their kids went to the best schools. Not
yeah.
the case.
And what I'd like to see is, because we talked about the Boost program, remember, no one left behind. You know, Governor Moore wanted to cut the Boost program last year's budget by 20%. Now we got 10% of that cut restored, and you're like, oh, we got, you know, the cut was only 10%. No, a cut to the Boost program, which funds, underprivileged children to go to a school when they're in a failing school, a private school, it's an opportunity for them, the same opportunity that Wes Moore had.
Yeah.
You think he'd be for the Boost program, you know.
Yeah.
But what I don't like about Boost is it's got a lot of strings attached. For example, there was a Christian school a few years back that had in their handbook that they believed in traditional marriage because it was a Christian school.
Right.
So the state of Maryland came back and said, you got to give us her boost money back. They tried to bankrupt the school, went all the way up to the Supreme Court, and they didn't have to give up the money in the end. But, you know, there's too much heavy-handedness with boost. I'd like to see the money go directly to the parents, and then you can send them to the school of your choice.
Yeah, yeah. What's another bill that we should be paying attention to?
All right, so I did give you the details. HB 1469, that's the sugary beverage distributor tax. Again, it's on the distributor, and it's called the For Our Kids Act.
For our kids.
Kids, yeah. You can't vote against that, can you?
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you vote against it, you're not for the kids.
Yeah, Taylor Swift will call you out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So also we have a resolution that's been introduced. This is comes from Delegate Bagnall. She's in Andrew in the county. That's one of them districts, or one of them seats that was represented by a Republican. She flipped that seat in 2018.
Okay.
So let's talk about her bill real quick. It's called Criminal Law, Witchcraft Exoneration.
Wait, what? Wait. So there's something else with witchcraft here?
Yes, it's HJ0002. You can look it up right on the MC.
So what does this bill do? Go ahead.
Well, it exonerates those accused, tried, and convicted of witchcraft in the province of Maryland prior to the American Revolution. Yes, yeah, so this Delegate Bagnall, she's going all the way back to the King of England, Kim. Yes,
so she wants those individuals to be exonerated?
Exonerated, yes.
Why?
She does. She says it be resolved by the Maryland General Assembly that individuals formally convicted or executed for participating in witchcraft are exonerated of all crimes related to charges of witchcraft, and be it further resolved that those who were indicted, forced to flee, banished, or acquitted, who continue to live, their descendants continue to live today with their reputations destroyed.
Whose reputation is destroyed by this?
Yeah, everybody talked about the 1600s, you know. So what's next, Kim? Reparations?
Oh, my gosh.
Reparations for, you know, for being
whose
accused?
Whose reputation is destroyed? Oh, my gosh.
Give
us another bill before we go here, Glenn, because that's hilarious. I mean, I didn't know we would be speaking about witchcraft more than once this morning, but here we are.
Yes. Well, Delegate Jackson, I think he has a chance to make history here. It's got his freedom flag. We brought this up last time. So he wants to designate Richard Nicholas Melitos of Richmond, Virginia's freedom flag that memorialized the victims of September 11th as a symbol of remembrance. Now, he sponsored this in the House. And now he's in the Senate, which was sponsored. The Senate version was sponsored by Kathy Klausmeier. So, you know, do we have a chance to make history here where Carl Jackson could sponsor the same bill, HB 0016, in both houses?
Oh,
think
could
about
be.
It for a second.
Could
this could be a historic moment.
Yeah, it could be.
We've got Delegate Nino Mangione. He's got a bill in. It's HB 0117. It's commemorative month. She wants to designate October as Italian Heritage Month. You know, Christopher Columbus has been taking
on
the
chin. Oh, yeah, he gets heated
about that. Yeah. So for our Italian Americans there, please speak out for HB 0117. Again, designating October as Italian Heritage Month. And this one is up for a hearing, and the hearing date, I don't have the hearing date in front of me. But
we can have people look that
up. Yes, and Nino's welcome to call in. It's a great one. The Rachel Morin Act, this is from Delegate Mangione also. So we've had two high-profile murders from illegal aliens, Rachel Morin, of course, Kayla Hamilton. And what this is from Nino, and he wants to repeal provisions of the law. So he wants to do the opposite of Harry.
Okay.
He wants to basically get rid of these protections and allow the local law enforcement to cooperate with federal officials when they're going after these bad actors who've committed crimes and murder and things like that.
Wow. Okay. So Nino Mangione is working on some great stuff up there.
Absolutely. And
right.
Let me hit this one here, because we're all going to pay this. So this comes from Delegates Ruth and Delegate Nick Allen, a bunch of other names on here too. HB 0340. Climate Change, Attorney General Actions, the Climate Change Restitution Fund. And so he wants to set up a restitution fund, Kim, so they can sue oil companies and gas companies for their effects on climate, and they want to put those money into a fund to pay for, like flood damage, because we all know that floods are caused by climate change. I think the climate is changing, but, yeah. The dinosaurs were not killed by Grandma's Buick. I'm sorry. It just wasn't,
Yeah.
And we got this magical thing, too, that God gave us, this magical gift that's called a tree. And, it naturally takes carbon out of the air. So, they're doing this to basically scare our kids into their progressive agenda. And this is also very important. Please let me get this one in. Okay. And it's HB 1328, a very bad bill. And this is called the End of Life Options Act. And they also call it the Honorable Elijah Cummings and Honorable Shane Pendergrass Act. So they put a couple people's names on, I guess, to try to get some votes for it. But basically, this is a physician-assisted suicide. And if you want to see about the horrors, any of your listeners want to see about the horrors of physician-assisted suicide, just look to Canada, where they've coerced, where there's been documented cases of coercion among disabled people, where they say, You really do want to kill yourself, don't you? Here, just sign here. You know what I mean? This is a lot cheaper.
So they want to make assisted suicides legal.
Legal in Maryland, yes. Now, this bill has come up year after year, and it has failed year after year in the Senate side. The House has passed it before. And now we've got a shakeup in the Senate side. So hopefully Carl Jackson will be a no vote on this one. This cannot become law in Maryland. It's a scary proposition, in my opinion.
All right. Well, Glenn Gilhar, stay right there. When we get back, we don't have a ton of time, but I want you to tell people what you plan to do if you are to be elected here in 2026. We'll be right back.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before the damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing is in business for over 90 years, is a third generation family-owned and operated full-service roofing company specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs and do not use subcontractors. When your roof does need repairing, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. If your roof is showing signs of wear or problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700 for roof repair and replacement. That's Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. 0% financing is also available. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700, MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you snore, you may have sleep apnea. But Dr. Damian Blum of Feel Well Rested has a simple solution, and it's not that cumbersome CPAP mask. Dr. Damian Blum will fit you with a custom-fit mouthpiece if you have sleep apnea. Make an appointment to see Dr. Damian Blum. If you're tired or overweight, clear your throat or snore, you may have sleep apnea. Sleep apnea can cause strokes, heart attacks, memory problems like Alzheimer's or dementia, and even death. Also, there's a connection to diabetes, acid reflux, and erectile dysfunction. Dr. Damian Blum is certified by the American Board of Dental Sleep Medicine, and he's a diplomat of the American Academy of Dental Sleep Medicine. Most health insurances are accepted, and they are in-network providers for Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and Medicare. Call Dr. Damian Blum at Feel Well Rested at 410-744-6088. 410-744-6088. They want to help you feel well rested, too. Call today. 410-744-6088.
Blindster.com sells custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Their blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows. And if they don't fit for any reason, they'll make them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
They all do the obligatory trip down in North Carolina. Then they go ignore. It's going to take years, if not decades, for this whole area to recover. And we're throwing money away to a lot of countries that hate America.
If you like us and want to share our values, that's great. If we have some left over after taking care of American citizens who are really struggling, then we'll take a look in your direction.
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9 with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It was 1980-something. All right. We spent the hour this morning with Glenn Gilhar. He's running for Maryland House of Delegates in District 8 in 2026. Now, Glenn, you do have an event coming up Saturday, April 26th. I know you mentioned that earlier, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. But if anybody wants to join us, again, I will be there. You can go to friendsofglengilhard.org. Also coming up in the next hour, we are going to get into our big topic of the day. Should SNAP cover junk foods? Now, that question is actually our question of the day, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. So you can partake in that poll by going to WCBM.com. And again, it should SNAP cover junk foods. Right now, 95% of you say no, and 5% of you say yes. Very interesting indeed. I thought this was going to be an all-no one here. We'll get into that at the top of the hour. Before you go here, Glenn, and thank you as always for coming in here and sharing with us, because I know you keep track of all these bills. And just so you guys know, he's got all everything filed up, and you know, we know exactly who voted where. And so that's what we need, right? We need people, more people in Annapolis that understands what's going on, and then also that is paying attention to everything that's going on. Because I do feel as though some of these bills that are passed, like you mentioned, 800 bills could be passed in one session.
Yes.
And 100 of them, nobody will even notice. And those could be the most damning bills of them all, right? It's just, you know, so I'm glad that you keep track of it. Glenn, you know what? We always talk about other, you know, other elected officials or those that are running for office. But I always want to make sure that you tell people exactly who you are and what you plan to do if you were to win in 2026.
Oh, there's first off, God has the power. I'm very spiritual. God has the power to change hearts and minds. We can do this, Kim. We can get those 11 seats. When I was in church the other day, they were talking about where the fisherman cast his net out. Says, we haven't caught anything all day. And Jesus said, put your net out. And he had caught so many fish. Well, we need to catch that many voters. So many fish that the boat sank. We need to have a landslide election in 2026. Love my community. We have the recreation centers. I think there's so much more we could do with them. I'd like to see the children who participated in the rec centers. I'd like to see their grades, see their report card. You know, if you're not doing well in school, let's get those grades up. Then you can play basketball there. I'd like to see job fairs when I'm elected at these rec centers. You know, help connect the kids with perhaps opportunities for military service. I think that we need to stop demonizing our police officers. They're heroes. I'm very excited. I'm going to be having some events. Keep an eye on my Facebook page. We're going to be doing some sign waving, some door knocking. As soon as the weather gets above 50 degrees, we're going to do a Saturday sign wave, and we'll have a group of people together. And we're going to go door to door, starting in Middle River.
Oh, nice. Well, I'll be there. Yes. I'll be there. So you do agree our hometown heroes are where it's at. You know, when it comes to the budget and the deficit, we only have about 30 seconds left. What's one way you would tackle that?
Well, again, we'd have to repeal Kerwin. Republicans had to have a strong message. We need to take this money. We need like a DOGE moment in education. We spend so many billions in education. A lot of it's going to these woke software companies in California. So, yes, we need a real big accountability of the money that we're spending right now. Thank you.
Yeah, Glenn Gilhard, thank you so much for being here live in studio, taking the questions. You can go to friendsofglengilhard.org. And don't forget, April 26th, that Saturday, I will be there at the event, and I hope you will be too. Glenn, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your knowledge with us.
Thank you.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last